So much has changed in online business in the last few months. Ads, AI, content, reach. Some of those changes actually matter. Most of them are noise. Today, I'm going to tell you what's actually working, what's not, and what I'd be focusing on if I were you right now. As a female online business owner with dreams of more income, more impact, and more freedom, you know there's more potential in your business waiting to be unlocked. But figuring out how to shape and transform your biz and get seen, loved, selling, and scaling can feel like, well, a mystery. So how do you cut through the noise, create offers that deeply resonate, sell and scale without you always being on, all while creating a life you love? That is exactly what this show is about. Welcome to Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale. I'm Corinda, your small biz marketing sidekick, digital offer strategist, and online biz bestie. With tens of thousands of digital offers sold, tens of thousands of people helped, and millions of dollars in revenue generated in my own business as a small business owner. And through this podcast, I am here to share it all. You'll gain clear, actionable insights, strategies, and shortcuts to master your online marketing, build scalable online offers, and create a business model that works for you as much as it works for your people, so you can grow your income, amplify your impact, and free up more of your time. Let's get started. Oh my gosh, it's so good to be back. Welcome to season two of the Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale show. We are really back. The mission to get you seen, loved, selling, and scaling is forever real, and I cannot wait for another season of the show. And on today's episode, well, I am going to speed run you across all the amazing things that have been helping myself and my amazing clients and community achieve success in the last few months, things that are working right now. Because boy, have there been some changes, and we are going to cover some of the biggies. But let's address the elephant in the room first, shall we? Where the heck did the show go? Well, here's the truth. The show has been off air for months, and it was a way longer break than I planned. And I need to be real with you about what happened, because I think there's probably a lesson in this for all of us. You see, last year I was meant to bring the podcast back, but right before I was meant to record the first episode, I had this genius, that part is in air quotes, you can't see me doing, by the way, idea of also making the podcast into a YouTube at the same time. One recording, two platforms, sounds smart, right? Well, wrong. I started going down the YouTube rabbit hole, trying to learn a whole new platform. Sat with my ideas thinking my first YouTube video needs to be so good, it's totally okay to just push the podcast back a bit more to get this right. Every week there was a new endless list of, I need a better this, oh, and I need to also get that thing right too. And now months later, I still don't have a YouTube channel, and I also didn't have a podcast either because of it months after it should have been back. All I had was a really excellent, again, there are those air quotes idea, living rent free in my head that has produced zero episodes, zero impact, and zero outcomes. And this idea actually put me behind on something I was already ahead with when I kept it simple. And want to know the real talk in all of this? It was all because I didn't take some of the best business advice any of us could ever listen to. And that advice is that done is better than perfect. The podcast could have been done. It gets the most amazing reviews. It was number one on the charts in countries all around the world. Because the first time I did it, I leaned into this concept and put it out real, raw, imperfect, and it landed. But this time, I committed a business sin. I had to get fancy. I had to complicate it. I had to perfect something instead of getting what I could out there. And eventually, I had to give myself the same advice I give everyone else. Like, how many times have I said that to you? How many times have I said that in my own programs, in my own content, in my own coaching calls? And here I was falling into the exact same trap that I see so many of my students fall into. Plancrastinating, dressed up as, but it would be better this way. So YouTube, it's not happening right now. Maybe it will one day. But I decided the podcast matters more. And I decided that waiting for both to be ready was keeping me from doing the one thing I actually wanted to do, which was get back here and talk to you. So let's dive into today's catch up with the things that have really been making the biggest impacts these last months through the podcast. I am so very glad is back. Okay, so let's start with catch up number one, and that is the state of reach right now, the engagement recession. and the fact that Instagram is draining if you're doing it wrong and still so powerful if you're doing it right. What the heck do I mean by that? Well, let's call it what it is. Over the past months, the women I have seen killing it on Instagram in a sustainable, don't lose your sanity type of way are the ones that are not chasing engagement and virality. They're chasing community, connection, and conversion instead. They are making social media actually mean something more than vanity metrics. It's the five social media pillars I have always taught that are the key to creating content that moves people forward. And they are killing it now even more than ever, which I love, but with one big push behind that. Your strongest brand coming through and your deepest ideal client understanding ever, making sure you speak deeply to your right people. Get this right. Instagram is an insanely powerful place for your income and impact, no matter how many little hearts you get on your post. Now, don't get me wrong. Yes, I want you to get all the reach you can. You still want to play the algorithm game as one small but mighty part of your strategy. But more than anything, make sure that reach is actually making people see why you, it's not chasing trends. It's not thinking low reach or low engagement is meaning low impact. It's about people being over the surface level and looking at brands that are actually saying the right things. It's about people showing up as people and showing why me. Even if they don't like your stuff in the process, pinky promise that silent audience is falling more in love with you. Let me tell you what I mean. I am looking at my Instagram right now at one of the posts I put up there this month. In the post, I am sharing how I made $97,000 in the past 30 days, while some of my posts outwardly had less than 97 likes. But I had hundreds of people coming into my world to buy. Selling on stories popping off, the right new people finding me. And my clients, well, they are the exact same. Call it quiet socials, call it sanity socials, call it whatever you want. What is winning right now is knowing social media is an amazing place for community and conversion and getting that or the other areas of your marketing seen by the right people. And that leads me to my next what is working right now, which is ads. Okay, so let's talk ads now as change number two. Because this is a big one. It's no secret I have always loved ads. I have been running my own for the past 5 years. And with the help of ads being on, even when I am not, I have not had a no sales day since late 2020. And that is the power of having marketing that works when you're not always on. But what I am seeing now is that ads are smarter, more accessible, and more powerful than ever since the changes last year to Meta. And look, I know a lot of people got spooked by those changes. They sound scary with words like Andromeda and Gem, but actually the opposite happened. The ads got better. They got easier. They got more effective. Targeting matters less than ever. And speaking to your people is what wins to help Meta find your perfect people. And you can bet I have adjusted all my training to show you how to do that. But the best part was as a copywriter and brand strategist from way back, people in my world were already doing this. So ads for them felt like next to no change at all, and they kept winning even when the people who relied on targeting with mediocre ad messaging tanks. And with the right creative, I am seeing the most simple $5 a day ad. Like we're talking pocket change here. Run to Instagram accounts that have what I talked about before. Set up properly, create high ticket sales in the shortest time. And I'm not talking about maybe one day down the track. I'm talking about fast. Let me give you an example. I have a person using the pillars I spoke about in my Instagram section before who ran one of my easy ads engine ad strategies to her account. Just one of them. And from that alone, in just £23 ad spend over 4 days, so less than a week, she got a £2,000 dream client. Do the math on that return on ad spend. £23 in, £2,000 out in 4 days. But more than that, if you are completely over Instagram as well, like if you're sitting there thinking, Corinda, I don't even want to post anymore. I'm so done with the content hamster wheel. I have one student who is living proof that you don't have to be. She uses my easy ads engine strategies for direct sales. And due to her busy schedule in her full-time corporate role, has not posted on her Instagram since September of last year. September. She has not posted a single piece of content since September. And right now, she is making $4,000 passive profit weeks from her low ticket offer. Let me say that again. She stopped posting in September. It is now almost April, and she is making $4,000 in profit every single week, with ads fueling the huge majority of her sales and a sneaky email or two also going out to those people from time to time, doing things like creating $5,000 income boosts on top of that as well. And I am going to share even more on this next week as well to dive even deeper into this, because I know right now more than ever how important low ticket offers can be in your business. But this is the power of ads. This is what happens when you have marketing working for you instead of you always having to work for the marketing. I have 6 ad engines inside my Easy Ads Engine program that are making sure online business owners are not always on or always behind. And they are filling the gaps left in this current reach recession too. So if you're sitting there thinking my reach is down, my engagement is down, or I want to stop being always on and have more automation in my business, ads are the answer. And if you want to watch me break down these 6 ad types and which ones you could use to grow your business, here's what you can do. Head to my Instagram and reply to any story with the word clarity, and I will send you the link to my latest free training on what ad types you should not be sleeping on in your business. Or you can check out the link in the show notes for this episode as well, and you can watch that training there. Because here's the thing, ads are not just for the big businesses. They're not just for the people with huge budgets. They're not just for the advanced marketers. Ads are for everyone at every stage. And the women who are winning right now are the ones who stopped waiting and started running them. And talking about not waiting in business, well, I stopped waiting for something to get better and made a big shift too, which brings us to the 3rd out of 4 things that are working right now. And that is my divorce with ChatGPT and the move to Claude. I want to talk about how 11 months ago, before Claude got popular, I started exploring Claude. It was great, but I saw no reason to leave ChatGPT at that point. It was still truly working so well for me. I had my custom GPT set up, aka my bot besties. It had my history. I had everything dialed in the way I wanted it. And then December last year hit, and the new ChatGPT model came out, and everything changed fast. These insanely non-human AI patterns of text that before we could train out that now stuck, the system completely overriding my voice and language and training, even in custom GPTs, no matter how much we all prompted and retrained. And humbly, I am damn good at prompting, having studied it deeply and professionally, and it just would not get back to 100% authentic. And I could see it was no longer serving me or my people, and that Claude had exploded in its capabilities. And now, well, if you are seeing the moves online too, the world is caught up, and it's no secret now that ChatGPT for Marketing is out and Claude is the absolute go-to. Like, the difference in the quality of the output is night and day. When you ask Claude to write something, it doesn't sound like a robot trying to sound human. It actually sounds human. It takes your instructions and you can literally give it a brain, called a skill it uses every chat without constant prompts. The nuance is there, the personality is there, the strategy is there, and the biggest game changer, skills. I want you to think about this like the way I used to use my custom GPTs on ChatGPT, my bot besties that I had set up to do specific things for me, except better, because I can train Claude on exactly how I want something done, save that as a skill, and then use it over and over and over again. And it's been a game changer, not just for me, but for the Content Mastery Club, who I have also moved over to Claude and trained on how to use it, and for Scalable Business School as well. And I want to read out this message from a club member because I think this sums it up perfectly. She says, "P.S. I feel so far behind. Honestly, I did not even know Claude existed. I had started hating ChatGPT in recent months, which is why my content also took a backseat. It was so frustrating. Claude is a breath of fresh air, and I can already see it sounding more like me and not generic ChatGPT. Thank you for this." And I love this message because it's so real, right? She didn't even know Claude existed. She thought ChatGPT was all there was, and she'd started hating it because the quality had dropped so much, and her content took a backseat because of it. And then she moves to Claude and immediately she can see the difference. But I also want to talk about this feeling behind thing because she mentioned it in her message. And if you feel behind with AI, welcome to the club. Seriously, I have been in rooms with side hustlers who are feeling behind. I have been in rooms where every single person was making over $1 million a year and they felt behind. if you are in business at the moment, it is likely you are feeling this, full stop. So don't beat yourself up about it. You are not alone. You are not the only one. Everyone is feeling this. And my focus right now is shortcuts. How do we not spend the next 6 months trying to figure this out on our own? How do we fast track this? And here's what I've learned works. Number one, learn from others. Find people who have already done the work, who have already figured out the systems, who have already built the skills, and learn from them. And it's been an honor to teach what I know about Claude and have people fast track their move from ChatGPT in just 45 minutes and not lose any ability or memory in the process. Like, they come in with everything they had in ChatGPT and they leave with all of that, plus so much more in Claude. Number two, take Claude skills from people you trust who have already set up systems to do things. You don't have to build everything from scratch. If someone has already built a skill that does what you need it to do, use it, learn from it, adapt it to your business. With skills, you can literally take a file from someone. Like, for example, I have my entire email marketing process set up in a file and have their brain in your Claude. So I give out my email marketing skill, which has made, I would easily say, $1 million in my business. And someone can literally put that in their Claude to say, read this skill and now write me an email using this strategy. But for my brand, voice and vibe, which is uploaded in there too. And then number three, find your own bottlenecks and needs in your business and create your own skills to show Claude how you want something done over and over again. Because once you teach Claude how you want something done, it remembers if you make that into one of these skills it has. And it does it that way every single time. It has been such an insane productivity boost for me since the move to Claude. And if you aren't using Claude or worried you haven't set it up the right way or aren't utilizing the full benefit of skills and you want training on this, check the link in the show notes for my training. That was only on offer to the Content Mastery Club and the Scalable Business School that I have made available for a short time. This training won't be available forever. So if you're listening to this at a later date, this may already be down. But if you want support to move over to Claude, learn how to properly train it on your ChatGPT, which know it, not just about copying over your memory from ChatGPT and then thinking it's done, then this training is for you. And if you want to learn how to give your Claude this incredible, powerful brain that it can use about you and your business in every single chat and learn about skills while also having some of my skills in your account to use as well, you will find that inside this training too. Again, check the show notes for that. And so that brings us to the lucky last thing I have been focused on since the last podcast episode, the biggest one, the one that if you take anything away from today's episode, it's this. And it's the one thing that hasn't changed at all. That is this. If you just break your business down to seen, loved, selling, scale, you will always win. Yes, platforms change. Yes, marketing mechanisms like Instagram or ads have ebbs and flows. But business success is always the same. And we just plug those tools into the recipe for success. You just want to focus on getting seen by the right people. You just want to focus on getting loved and trusted by them. You just want to focus on having offers that sell, properly positioned, properly priced, properly messaged. And you just want to focus on a model that scales without you being always on. Don't let the hype of so much change take you away from what actually matters. The tools change, the platforms shift, but the fundamentals don't. So if you're feeling overwhelmed right now, if you're feeling like everything is shifting and you don't know where to focus, come back to this. Or if you are asking where your next move should be for more success, ask where you could most benefit from. Seen, loved, selling, scale. Ask yourself, am I getting seen by the right people? Am I building trust with them? Do I have offers that are actually selling? And do I have a model that can scale without me being always on? And if the answer to any of those is no, that's where you focus. If you can see it's working, it's about moving more people through that system, not on the next shiny strategy, not on the next platform, not on what everyone else is doing. You focus on the fundamentals. And this is the reason why I scream this from the rooftops. Something that blows my mind to even say out loud. While I was off, I had a $1 million calendar year. As a person with no full-time team, just one amazing part-time back-of-house wing woman who helps me with behind-the-scenes tasks, with my full heart, with my full lifestyle, with my ethics intact. A business that started with a $50 webcam, a chipped IKEA desk, absolutely no business network in the middle of outback Australia. But it worked and has kept working because every day I focus on how I get seen without being always on, how I get loved by showing my brand and building trust, how I get selling with the right conversion approaches, and how I scale by having a scalable business model itself. If something feels off, I come right back to this. If I want more results, I go harder on this. It's why I am so damn passionate about this method and why the podcast is back to help you focus on these things. And we will keep diving into each one each week so you can build your amazing business. So thanks for being back with me. While there have been some changes, as there always will be in business, it's time to lock back in to what really matters. It's time to get you seen, loved, selling, and scaling. And I already can't wait to chat with you next week with some incredible episodes lined up for your listening pleasure. Can't wait to talk to you so soon. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Seen, Love, Selling, Scale podcast. I hope today's episode left you feeling inspired, fired up, and empowered to make serious moves that align with your goals and version of success, both in life and business. If you loved what you heard, head over to www.thisisco.com.au to find all the links and resources mentioned in today's episode. And if you aren't already following the show, make sure you hit that follow button so you never miss a future episode when it drops. I'll see you again next week, same time, same place, same goal to get you seen, loved, selling, and scaling. See you then.